So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we have the know-it-all about comic books, comic book movies. He has his finger on the pulse of Warner Brothers. And Mike, what did you think of the...
Not my finger on the pulse.
What did you think of the Joker reveals, promo photos? They had an idea, let's go shoot it, or let's fake a movie set.
We talking about the one with the makeup or without?
Both.
So without the makeup, I mean, it just looked like Joaquin Phoenix with some long hair. The shot with the makeup, I don't know what the hell I'm looking at.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mixture of Heath Ledger's Joker, just somebody playing cosplay.
It's almost like they took Cesar Romero, Heath Ledger, and a kid's drawing and just put it all together. Doesn't even look like it makes sense. I don't even remember any kind of iterations where I've seen the Joker look like that in comics, let alone TV, fully like that, to where I'm really just trying to figure out, okay, what the hell is actually going on? When is this set? Is it set in the 60s, 70s, 80s? What's going on? Because I fail to believe that this is going to be a story that takes place in 2018 or 2019 with some clown makeup looking like that.
Yeah, at least from what I thought, if it's going to follow the Killing Joke, some elements of that, then it should probably be the 80s, maybe?
Yeah, they say they follow different storylines, but I swear, number one, I don't even think we need this movie. Let me just say that flat out now.
And you still have another Joker movie coming. You still have,
I'm gonna say this again,
Joker and Harley Quinn.
Let it go. Warner Brothers, please, let it go. I have told you what you need to do. Seriously.
I like Joaquin Phoenix, but this is just a waste of his time.
This just seems forced. I don't know if he's the one that pushed to do this, or if they're that much out of ideas that they're just, let's just recycle the same old bull. Do not do this. Seriously, do not do this. I have the lowest expectations in the world for this movie. Ledger's performance,
even
to me,
lower than Aquaman?
That's a good question. See, I've seen the trailer for Aquaman. Yeah, I do. Because I just feel like you're never going to be able to outdo Ledger's performance.
Yeah.
It's almost like a complete waste of time.
And Jared Leto's interpretation was just a waste of time.
Yeah.
It did not work. It will not work, regardless of how many Joker movies you're trying to put out, or if you're trying to follow the animated formula where all these are separate stories, maybe except for like Batman. Some of those are connected, but everything else is just a separate story.
Yeah, that's how they justify the television series. When they first did Justice League, the question came up about why didn't they use Grant Gustin from the TV show for Flash? And I was like, yeah, Grant seems like good Flash to me. And they went with, oh, well, that's a different universe from the film universe. They're separate Earths. They're all this other multiverses and all that. Don't you think you should explain that in the film somewhere so that people, that it makes sense rather than just say that in the interview and we're just supposed to go with that?
So what do you think about Zazie Beetz also being in this movie and being Joker's girlfriend?
See, when they say Joker's girlfriend, I instantly start thinking Harley Quinn. I don't think she's going to be on Harley Quinn, though. It's kind of the point where everything they decide, I start questioning, is it a choice of because she's the best actress that you looked at? Or is this a choice because you want to put diversity in the film to check a box off? That makes sense what I'm saying?
There was some confusion about Fantastic Beasts and where to find them. One of the characters is Asian. Wrote to J.K. Rowling and was just like, hey, well, you're trying to be woke, but this is probably the wrong way.
But see, I'm about to open a whole nother can. People have to ask themselves what's important then. Because you can't one minute say, oh, Hollywood's whitewashing the hell out of everything. And then when they start putting people of color in certain positions or roles, you turn around and say, ah, yeah, you shouldn't have done this, though. Well, Warner Brothers, it seemed like their announcements now have started to, almost like their responses to something that Marvel's doing. So Marvel says, okay, we're going to do Captain Marvel coming out in March, Avengers after that. Somewhere along the line, we're going to do a Black Widow solo movie. And then they had already started hinting at doing an all-female Avengers, possibly led by the Wasp. All this is already out there. Suddenly now, Warner Brothers is like, okay, we're doing Birds of Prey. We're doing an all-female villain movie, star cast for it. It seems like a direct response to Marvel, like, okay, well, that's what you're going to do, so we're going to do it too. See who does it better.
DC, well, it's going to be Marvel.
Right. DC should step back, stop worrying about what Marvel's doing, and rehash this thing from the beginning. And do different storylines that have not been done before that people would be interested in seeing. You had plenty of storylines of Superman. Why rehash General Zod? I like Michael Shannon, but I could have done without General Zod in this storyline. We could have done straight to Brainiac. We'd have been good to go.
Yeah. So Justice League called Gods and Monsters, where Superman was actually the son of Zod. That is much more interesting than trying to figure out who's going to be Superman this week.
Yeah. they still talking about doing Flashpoint.
That animated movie is great. The cartoon
version that they did, like I said, Warner Bros., I'll give you all credit. DC animated is awesome. Do that forever. But live action wise, you suck. Flashpoint is a very good one. Like I said, I think if you could pull that off a film, works great. Red Hood is another one. Stop rehashing it. We've seen plenty of Jokers.
Yeah.
Do not understand where this movie's going to go. It's going to have me like, oh, wow, this is so amazing. I just don't.
I mean, Commodus is now the Joker.
Wasn't this dude rapping like 2 years ago? Like,
or faking being stoner. I gave up my life. I don't want to act any longer. All for a movie role.
Like, why? It's like Dark Phoenix. Why?
Yeah.
Why are you still trying to put this movie out? Even though it just got delayed again. After you put the trailer out. Because people didn't respond to the trailer the way you were hoping they would. Let it go.
What is your view on the X-Men trailer?
I thought it sucked. I'm sorry.
Again, this might be as bad as Apocalypse.
On the Late Late Show, which means you premiered it between 12:30 to 1:30 a.m. Eastern time, when most people are going to sleep.
When nobody wants to prepare
for the next workday. There's a big problem with that.
I mean, I can understand if you were doing it on daytime talk shows. That's different.
Marvel premieres their trailers on Good Morning America. Why are you premiering this that late at night? Because you didn't want anybody to see it for real to begin with. I fail to believe that you did. Fox cannot make me understand why they're still putting this movie out.
Do you think it's going to be worse than X-Men 3?
Oh, I really hate that movie too. I will go with no. Only because I think it's going to be very hard to be worse than Jade. I love you. Oh!
Yeah.
That and I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
How popular that was when that movie came out.
Yeah, that was a cash cow. I was hyped for that, but when I watched it, I was just like, what the hell did I just look at? I want to see Beast, but not to do that at the cost of this. Yeah. That movie is ridiculous. Last Stand is right, because that was about the last stand for Brett Ratner.
All right.
Only saving grace this movie's going to have is Michael Fassbender.
He couldn't save X-Men Apocalypse. Oh, God.
Well, no, that's true, but he's good as Magneto, but yeah, I don't...
Oscar Isaac could not even save that movie.
No. If I'm Fox, I either would have scrapped this movie by now and let it be what it's going to be, or you go to Marvel and make the same deal with them that Sony made. They got the rights now anyway, so...
Yeah.
Even though, let Feige do what he does.
They got Jessica Chastain in that movie. Why? I don't understand.